Noches, Kadeise, der dritte Rabbonon, ob Sio, mit Weiß zu Kriashma, vor die dosente Bleitrek der Chalom Rivo. Die dosente Bleitrek der Chalom Rivo. Und der Korit Rashi, Rashi says, wenn der Chalom in die Tonne Ochel, lo mu bechachomin, at Ratzei Sfau. Du will noch etwa Ochel, in die Eschik, oder Tora, Nego, Eil, Kosh, 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 Der Rashboi in der Skidushi an Broches Dachtes says the same thing that Rashi says in the lection of the Chalomi. He says in the lection of Achillas Kochi. Achillas Kochi. So that was the Rashboi says that there is no the Rabbonon. Let's say, all those Kochi that are Lechal, Liyem Belayim. There are certain components that are Lechal, Liyem Belayim. Liyem Belayim. So, Tola Necholim Yivecho. Chatos, Oshom, Chivzi Atzeres, Noches, Vitego. So it's the whole of the Israel. So most machines say that there is a Siyog to eat it before Chatzis, not to eat it after Chatzis. But the Rashbo in his Kiddush Man Kochet Daftes says there is no Siyog. You can eat it Lichat Chile, even after Chatzis. That's important to Rashi. So what Rashi says in Broches in connection with the Chalokim, so the Rashba says in connection with Achillas Kochi, those components that are Nechoye, the Limo, so eat with Rabbonim, you can eat it the whole night. You don't have to eat it before Hatzis. But most Rishayim, Achillik and Rashi, and most Rishayim say that this the Rabbonim, this the Rabbonim that the Mishnah says, Kol Mashon Mochachom Ad Hatzis Mishbotze Hashkal HaMishachah, because it's not limited only to Kriya Shema, but it has reference to Kriya Shema, to Rechlom Rivovim, to Achillas Kochim. So true, it's for a Lailo with the Raisei, but in the Rabbonon, he has to do it before Chatzis, as is Yom. So first of all, we see that the Israelites, Israeli can Rashi, and Israeli can Rashi, but she did after the Zimroch. Because Rashi Shiti is in connection with the Chalovim, that in the Rabbonon, you can be Mach the Chalovim, with Chatzis, after Chatzis. Chatzis, in other words, there is no Siyog. And this is the thing is that this Rabbon, this Siyog applies to the Chalom. Then we can also see that this states this is Chelika Mishit of the Rajbo in Brochet Abdes, because the Rajbo in Brochet Abdes says that we have Yachilas Chochim, so in the Rabbon, you can eat Kolalaiwa. There is no Chiyuv to eat it, Kim Chatzis. And the Zeshite is that you have to eat it in Rabbonon, Kirim Chatzis. But the Israel says, even though there is a Siyog, that you have to eat the Kochim, Kirim Chatzis, but suppose you didn't eat it even if you were amazing in the Kesheya, so you still can eat it after Chatzis, and you have to eat it after Chatzis. We don't say, since the Chachomim were Misake, that you have to eat it, Kedem Chatzis, and it's Yesh Kea Mechachomim Makadomim Mator, Bishev Al Taise. So the male in case one was a Bishaya and didn't eat it, Kedem Chatzis, so he can't eat it at the Chatzis. We don't say that. Now Rabbi Yehudah Rocha says that there is a machlekes between Rabbi Gamliel and the Chachomim. Both Rabbi Gamliel and the Chachomim agree that the Zman Kriya Shema Midraise is up to Amud HaShachar. But the Chachomim say that Tu Midraise the Zman Kriya Shema is up to Amud HaShachar, but with Rabbonon he has to say the Kriya Shema before Chatzis. And Rabbi Gamliel is Chelik, he says there is no Siyog. So Rabbi Yehuda says, according to the Chachomim of Rabbi Gamliel, that there is a Siyog, so if someone was a Kriya, and he didn't read the Kriya Shema before Chatzis, so even after Chatzis he shouldn't read it, because he will not be Nikayim and Mitzvah. Yesh Kriya v'chachom v'akadom v'atir v'shev al-taiseh. So the Chachomim were Iker, the Kiyum ha-Mitzvah of Krishma, vis-a-vis the Kriya. That's Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda says it according to the Chachomim of Rabbi Gamliel. So Mele, by applying the same Mondes to Kochi, so we could say, the Jews and the Chachomim were Iker, the Mitzvah, the Sheva Al-Haise, vis-a-vis someone who who was Vishayah. So the Yorike, the Mitzvah of Kriya Shema, is the same thing, the Yorikeya, in connection with someone who was Vishayah, and he didn't eat the Kodshim, that Nacholim, with him alive, let's say, didn't eat the Kodshim Pesach, prior to Chatzis, that he shouldn't eat it after Chatzis, according to Rami Yehi. But the Yitzvah says no. True, there is in Rabbonon, we got the Achlas Kodshim, but suppose, and there is in Rabbonon, we got the Achlas Kodshim, but suppose he was with Machleimer before Chatzis, so you see the Rami Rabbonon. But the Yitzvah lives on the Kach, and the Kodshim was not lives on the Kach, he has to eat it after. The material chair that they can come to us, show me the law, no beyond this absolute kingdom as man. Now, the Rashbam says, in explaining Rabbeinu Azar, so he says, the Alpha of Pini, Alpha of Kiravachi, the Kolka will be Sukle, they will have the Nisa and Abeka, will come to die in the Beka Bele, the Alpha of Dabu, they Nama Akhilas Psoch, Matatzeris, he be in the Hol and the Hol in Malayo, Rabbeinu will have the Achot in Sele, Lahav, the Son of Mavera, get the Brand, they come to Prohes, Shemo Yechon, the Lahav, the Son of Mashacha, the Israel of Prohes, Umutev, she obey, you put him with this Apsu, with my Israel Achlose. So Teisve says, in so many words, but Achot will also see only the Hol of Yom, with this Apsu, get my son. It's only the Chathile, but the Ebed, if he didn't eat before Chatzis, so he wasn't marked here, so he has to be marked here after Chatzis, or he has to eat it after Chatzis. But the Rashbam emphasizes, Umutev Shiyodei Ukochim Lebeisapsu, Limayt Lachlosei. In other words, so that implies that even the Eved, he cannot eat it. Because if the Eved, he could eat it, so it's not Limayt Lachlosei. You see, the taste is emphasized. But Hachomim Losei Shiyodei Dovol Abim Lebeisapsu, Gidim Asma. So, and the Rashbam says, Eirachaname, they won't make the Kochim Lebeisapsu, Limayt Lachlosei. So the Rashbam implies that even the Eved, you cannot eat it. Why? So it has to be based. But since with the right say it's Nechal Kol HaLaylo, so how is it that it cannot be Nechal with Rabbanon? So it's on the basis of Yeshiyah v'chachom l'achadol l'atira, according to the Lomides of Rami Yede, that the Chachomim were ikelekim ha-mitzvah. But we have to say that it's only in connection with the Tishaya, not in connection with the Nonus, because we got a Krishna too. So if someone is the Nonus, then Rami Yede is made it, that if he couldn't read Kriya Shema before Chatzis, then he should read it after Chatzis. Chachom called the Ikeh in connection with the Peshaya. So in other words, so it seems that we have three shittes. The biggest maple is the Rajbam. The Rajbam in Brochet Artes, he says that in Chatzilah you don't have to eat the Kodshim that Amlech will leave the Lailo prior to Chatzis. You can eat the Chatzilah like that. Then we have the Shit of Tezis, the Chatzilah you're not allowed. But they have the Chatzilah you prior to Chatzis. So if you Chachom the Kodshim in this Absur, so you should eat it after Chatzis. And Rajbam Shit is the biggest part here. That in the Eved we should not eat it. But we have to limit this being by the Rashbam to a Peshaya, not to a Nonus. Not a Nonus. Alright. Ufele kamizbeach mikavish namu muchach ho dechatzei sei sei go with Rabbah. Where the Gemara says, now, so that if, let's say, that if the Eber Mishepoko mala mizbeach, they fell down from the top of the mizbeach. So the aloch is as follows. If, let's say, it's completely cold, so then you don't return it back. You don't return it back even if it fell down, if it fell off the top of the mizbeach before Chatzis. Before Chatzis. Woche nach dem Wohnen da uns ist. Ein Boy, that he was mal al gaba misbeach, to be macht hier. She poko mal gaba misbeach, and he fell off. They fell off the misbeach. Where it is. So, Kedem hat says, Yaris. Lachat Hatzis lo Yaris. So if it is given Hatzis, so he should return them back. But Lachat Hatzis, he should not return them. So the Gemara is the Kasha. Here it is. If he's the Mamish, if he's the Mamish, in other words, it was not oxidized completely. Avachatzisnam. So even Lachatzis. So if it didn't turn into Geholi, so he should return it. It was the Mamish. It was completely oxidized. So Afluchinim Chatzisnam. So he should return back to the, he should return them to the top of the Mizbeach. Lo yitzricha disvirei. What does it mean? Kashi. She niskashu machvaseish. She sholto b'chulon. B'nisre po elo shalim nasu pecho. Elo kereitzi yivei shimei yidei. So in other words, it wasn't completely oxidized. So it wasn't converted into pecho. But partially it was oxidized. So then, depends. If it fell off the Mizbeach, Hidim Chatzis, he should return them. But after Chatzis, so he should return them. So the aloche, that's the aloche, that Chatzis is an ikum. Ikum means completely, it was converted into the whole, completely accident. In other words, so that's the aloche, that Chatzis is an ikum. In other words, if it is intact, it was sanitized in the opening volume, and it is there, the fire. Also before Chatzis. But if it was partially accidental, if it's rire, so then it depends. Minoan and Mile, Omar Rav, Kosov Be'achot Eimeya, Kol Alaylo Be'itia, Kosov Be'achot, Kol Alaylo Be'irim, Be'irim, so in other words, so what can it say? How can you, Chetzi La'Aktorem, Chetzi La'Avon? So in other words, if it is Gidem Chatzis, so you have to protect the Mizbeach Lachtor. And if it is, Lacha Chatzisna. So the more mentions the Pasuk. So that tends to imply that this is the Reise, that Chatzis is in Iko. But this is said, it's last Machte, and it's only in Rabu. Oh, so he said, with the Pirik HaMizbeach, with the Kamish Dan Bucha, what the Chatzis is in Iko, that even though it wasn't completely oxidized, but only partially oxidized, so it is considered as if it is completely after, it's completely kipacholi. So let's hear about it. Why would he fail to tell the Hemen, the former of Maslisi, the Apesach Mechel at Chateis, that was Nazari, who told him, why the Reis had been Rabon and Kibay, who Shane, he came, my Elo, Peru, she had been Rabon, where Abu Elis the Elo. Why do you say Elo at Chateis? Do you have the Kibay of Chateis, Tomer Chateis, wo it on the Elo, that in Mira, the Obra, the Rachomek, Lohok, at Chateis, wo it lives out, the Echolach Chateis. So that's the riot against the Rashbam. And because the more is the time. Since he said, HaPesach in Lecho Alad Chatzis. So that means that it accords with Rabbi Nazar. So the question is, how do we know that it accords with Rabbi Nazar? Maybe it accords with Rabbonon, because the riot is Rabbi Akiva. And why does it say Chatzis? Because the Rabbonon has to be known as Chatzis. So the more says, in King Mayel. So that's a riot. According to the Rabbon, the Chachamim of Chavodah Nazarie, so Chatzis is only the Rabbonon, so the Eved, you can need it even if the Chatzis is a Chayyid Roy. Now, for the Rashbam Shite is that even the Eved not. So as I said before, that the Rashbam, when the Rashbam says, look at your very constantly Sakhtu, in my Rishman Achilosi, Shilecha Chatzis. So the Rashbam is applying the same wonders as Rabbi Yehuda applies in connection with Kriyat Shema. So this, but regarding Kriyat Shema, Rabbi Yehuda applies it only in connection with the Kesheya, not in connection with the Nonus. So if somebody was an Nonus and couldn't read Kriyat Shema before Chatzis, then Rabbi Yehuda says he can read it after Chatzis. So since it's based upon Nakira Zom Nator, Bishel Chayse, Chachomim or Eker, Kim Amitze, so the Chachomim or only Eker in connection with the Pshir, not in connection with the Eker. So mainly when the Rashbam says, Mutet Shiyoveh, because this Atzul Tzri also has in mind, a Bishaya, not in others. So mainly, if there it says, Elo Atzul. So that means that in all circumstances, now, So, that means even if it's anonymous now, that could only come from the Nazariah, according to Chachamim, that is based upon Ibn Rabbanon. So how can we say Ella Kateh under the whole circumstances, the Bishayah, the Menes? No, it could only apply to the Bishayah, not the Menes. All right. Ja mir davon am nicht mehr aus und wir sind am Leben gehabt, ich bin am Katzeis, wo ich tun er, da viel lieber doch auch nur nach Hause, wo auch mit dem Katzeis, wo ich nicht sau, wie ich lache hatte, die Masse des am Gebrochen, der Christen, weil ich meinte, die Wolfen sind am Leben, die Vermischte, und kaum noch in die Fjord, die aber an dem Chachonin, die nur noch an dem Katzeis, wo auch etwas in Hosen, in kein Maiero, wie so gehan auf Mahane oder Reise, und dann Mahane in den Nechau, und in Mühe, das ist wieder eine Reise, aber nach Mahane, der Katzeis ist eine Reise, so muss man sagen. So that's the issue. Although that Midrabonon you're not allowed to be marked here, Lacha Hatzeis. You have to be marked the Kenim Hatzeis. And Midrabonon you have to eat all the Kochi that I'm calling the Dinto Lailo, and let's say you call it Rabbi Akive, Pesach, so Midrabonon you have to eat the Kenim Hatzeis. But the Eved, even if you are Pesheya, so you have to eat the Efta Hatzeis. Now the Shita of the Rajbo in Chokas is that even the Chachile, so you can eat it like a because that. Even a chatrile, even a chatrile. So, and what do they do in that Gemara? That you might be ready to deal with Rabbonon and Rabbi Akiva, so the Gemara is a terrorist and Shalim came by the law. So it's Gemara Mephoreshet, that even according to the Chachomim of the Nazareth, with Rabbonon you have to eat the Contessa, the Chatrile, so there. So the Rashi says, the Gemara only says, the Gemara only says, not a little damage, because the Gemara says, Rabbi Nazari. So the Gemara says, how do you know that this Mishneh caused only Rabbi Nazari? Maybe it represents the view of the Rabbon, and maybe the Rabbon knows that he met the Rabbon. You have to meet maybe the Chachom of Rabbi Nazari. Also it means that with the Rabbonon, you have to eat it for a taste. So maybe it is like that. So the Gemara is master that. He says, no. He says, assuming that it is like that. First of all, the Chiddush. But assuming that it is like that, and assuming it is like that, so he should not use the expression Ella. So the melee, so that which the master calls the word Nazari, once we come to the conclusion that the cause will be the pure word Nazari, so we have no more care for this chidesh that even according to the Chachomim of the Nazari, we are not going to be the same. Since there is no more care for the chidesh, we cannot be the chidesh our own Chavon. If that Mishneh had the code, had represented the view of the Chachomim of Chabal and Nazariah, so then there would be Rayim Luchacha from the Mishneh that even the Chachomim of Nazariah agreed that the Rabbonon Yatir is Korachim. But since that Mishneh must represent the view of Chabal and Nazariah, so maybe we have no Rayim, we have no Rayim, we have no Rayim. So then the Shittu is Rashi. That's the Shittu is Rashi. But then the Shittu means that the Rabbonon Yatir is Korachim, but the Eben is the Mishneh Yatir is Korachim, and the Rashbam, Shita is the Yevet, so you even Yevet is going to get it. But we start there that the Rashbam's din applies only to Pesheya, not to nothing. What is the Rambam Shita? So the Rambam, now the Rambam is not clear. Now the Bishalevi, the Chirikalev, Sinu Amidalev, takes it for granted that the Shittas Rambam is, Shittas Rambam is a deep devil. The Rambam doesn't pass for Shabbat and Nazari. And, but, because of the Rabbonon, so he didn't have it if he didn't eat it. The Confessor at Chatzeis, so he has to eat it, so he cannot eat it. Like, that works is on the basis of Yeshiva Chomach and Matira. And according to the Bishalevi's understanding of the Rambam, so the Rambam goes beyond Rabbi Yehine, because Rabbi Yehine applies that for a legally Bishaya, not to have a knowledge. And according to the Bishalevi's Pshah, so So the Rambam applies it to everyone, Rebbe Sheyabinos. Now let's see what was the Rambam. Now, the Rambam is Chilik and Rashi. Of course, the Rambam is Chilik and Rashi in Broches. And then the Rashi is more in Broches. Because the Rashi Shite in Broches is the technology can take place, the Chachil in the Chachil. And the Rashi Shite in Broches is the Tachil Ascochim of the Chom in the Yid of Ailo can take place even in Rabbon and the Chachil in the Chachil. It is the Chom in the intellect and it's your own. And the Rambam Shite is certainly to the country. Now the Rambam connection to Achtoras, Ivori, Achtoras Cholokim, Ivori, so... So the Rambam said, V'chidaw v'chmais kabones, Haloch beis, V'chidaw Ivori oeilis, Machtir neisi belayu ashi yalam nashaka, U'chidei lahalchi kinapshie, Omu chachomi, Shei machtir emolim echum, V'ivori oeilu oeilu at chatis alayu. Chatis alayu. That is the Dal Rav Chabez. Then, in connection with Achilas Kochim, oh, then Yud 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 Maizik Abones, Halokha Ches, the Rambam says, Komilu han yacholim yinim kolaylo, din tere shein yacholim, hachi yalda al bashakha. וכדי להר תגילה ואירו, אומרו חכונים שהם נכונים, אלו עד חצי שלהם. לגבי אחר. So it's contrary to the Rashbo. But what does the Rambam mean? וכדי להר תגילה ואירו, אומרו חכונים שהם נכונים, אלו עד חצי שלהם. אלו עד חצי שלהם. So it seems the Rambam uses the expression. אלו, and the same expression that is mentioned there in Zvochi, אין נכל על חצי, and so the Bishalini says that he means that even the Eved, he cannot be able. That's what he says. And then the Rambam in Compressa, per Compressa, Haloche Tetzvo, the Rambam says, Kvo Bialu Bikamu Mikemeis, Shina Pesach Nechal Elo Atchatzeis, Kidi Lahalchik Naveir. Again, so in this Alevi, in the Talmud Simon Dalet says, the Shiva Saramba means like the Rashba. In other words, that if the Eved, the two, the Rambam Paschim, like the Chachamim of Chabad Nazariye, but the Rishi the Rabbonon, it's young, that he has read it before Chatzeis, so even the Eved, it cannot be. Chachom Loreti. All right, this is how the Bishalevi understands the Rambam. The Hashulchan Osi, in Lucas from Pesach, so he mentions the Shiva Rambam, and then he says the Poshidu, that the Rambam means, that the Rambam says, Shein Nechal, Na Pesach Nechal, Ad Chatzeis, he means Lechatchile Bo Dieve. If he didn't give it before Chatzeis, so he should be there after Chatzeis. So in other words, so there is no real being from the Shiva Rambam. But we have three Shittas. We have the Shitta of the Rashbo, that in Lechatchila it's Mutah in the Lach Chatzeis. And the Shita of Tengs in Lechatchila Naam, but then it's Mutah, even if it was the Shea, and then the Shita of the Rashbam, and probably the Rashbam only applies it to a Vishaya Matanet, because that would be too much of a thing. Too much of a thing. All right. Apinu Vadeisa Mitame Yesa Yodai. Apigo Valeisa Mitama Esedai. Rabune de Rabkin. Chadoma Mishuchshonikun. Chadoma Mishmatrikun. Chadoma Kazayis. Chadoma Kebeit. Chatona Apigo. Chatona Amei. So the one who says Mishuchshonikun has reference to Pigo. The one who says Apigun has reference to Neisa. Man ditone apigu mishukshariku. So what does it mean mishukshariku? So, gotu hachom tume, the Rashba. Gotu hachom tume, so if a gnu birotze, lehapsi le tabayu, v'yeinu shevi dimoyi, shevi dimoyi, v'rabeinu birei, in other words, they will be the father of the Rotsin. Now, Pico is a Nisa Bereich. Pico. It's a Nisa Bereich that will be the father. So, but, there were some Kehanim who were hoshi to be the father of the literature in order to be Matsi the Bible. But, the Yiras Milodom was much greater than the Yiras Hashem. Rabbi Yechiel Zakkai said, Halevai she'ir meir shomayim kimeir basov adom. So Mele the Chachomim will be saying that if Kochi becomes bigger, so then it's Mitame. Now, so then they will be deterred, those Shudim, those Kiyam who are Kochi, to be Mitame would be deterred from being Mitame, because they know that it would become Tomei. So, insofar as they, so what do they care? I mean, that it's Tomei, but they do care that people should be talking. So, in other words, so as far as the people is concerned, so they can say, but if it becomes Tomei, so even if it's Tomei Shemi, so the melee, it will still become Tomei, so it will be deterred from being the father of the host. Kol chachom figo v'parir rosh v'asabay v'im sheyrei v'chachom v'pireish, that's Rashi. Oy tamachem, v'vi sheshlomim, v'in keen bohen v'chod el sheik, v'yishchetem v'leizim, v'shim chatos, k'dei l'echol kol. In other words, because a chatos, so is mechalom v'zich ekun, so the chachom ekun, in order that it should be entitled to eat the whole basor, not just the whole shei. So there was some kiyam who are choshul to shecht the shem chafos. We hear it. The people that were shecht on Maslechet, we met the chut vizmane. Now, if the shecht is the nefesh shem chafos and tzina Hashem, that's not people. People means if at the time when he shecht it, so he has a machshov there, al Maslechet on the chut vizmane. But Hashem shlomim v'shem chafos, it becomes legal, and it's not even possible. Ella shall only buy it anymore, so it doesn't even become possible. You should actually go away. So Manutone, a people, you should surely go away. Manutone, and they, some should actually go away. In other words, because some can be more lazy, so they like to postpone the Achille. So they could say, how long is that game? That if it's not eaten with money, it becomes Neisser, so then it should be Mitam. So it's Atzko Ba'achile, Be'o Adil Yisroel. Chado Ba'kadayitz, V'chado Ba'kadayitz, Mando Ba'kadayitz Yisure. Mando Ba'kadayitz, Egedo Mose. Chado Ba'kadayitz, Nia Mitam Ba'zidayitz. Chado Ba'kadayitz, Uro Mechum Ba'kadayitz, Yisure Yisachlos Ba'kadayitz. Kidimose to Matechun de Chibetze, Litamiacher. So, now, this, I mentioned last time, so this Gemara says that the Mishnah says, have people made some comments here dying. So that the cause is the better than that. So and the woman says, Al Mechatzei is Havlo Nezik. Al Mechatzei is Havlo Nezik. So my father said, now the Yosua said in so many words that even according to the better than Zayin, so he went to become Israel only the next morning. But that Mechatzei is, it's not Israel. But here the woman says in so many words that Al Mechatzei So my father says, so we have to say that the Shem Nisam Rabbah. So since it cannot be Nechal after that, so he said the Shem Nisam, he said the Shem Nisam Rabbah. But one thing it can be deduced from this tomorrow, that according to Rabbah Nazareth, so you cannot eat. My father explained it on the basis of a Nisa, of a Nisa Reze, of Brochu as Avos of Balayla Azeh. So that means, and Balayla Azeh, according to Rabbi Nazareh, means Chateit. That means that there is a Nisa on the Gavre, to me that after the Zman. But as far as the Zman Achille the Hefti is concerned, so it's like all Kotlin Kali. So mainly it's Nechal Elayon. It's Nechal Kololayon. It's Nechal Kololayon. Now, the Yosameach says he will be Achille. The Yosameach and the Rambam, so he says, that according to the Rambam, so he says the same thing, that Pesach, so the two mitzvahs Achille, one mitzvah Achille is the mitzvah Achille of all Sabbath of Allah. The second mitzvah Achille is the Achille Skotchim. Is the Achille Skotchim. So the Mele, the Zman of Chatzeit, it relates to the mitzvah of Achille of Pesach, but it also involves the mitzvah Achille Skotchim. Like Shokotin Kali, so Mele, as Kotin, can be in Kolalai. So the Yosemite says that not only is there no Isa in eating the Kompeta Kali, there was a Nazali at the Hatay, but there is even a mitzvah to eat it. Suppose he didn't eat it before Hatay, so he was in Bakwa Mitzvah, the Isa, or there was a Nazali, or the Okhla, the Apostle, and all that. But he's the Chuyas Vinyan, he's a Mitzvah Achille Kodesh. And since in the Hefze, so the Zman Achille is Mecho Kol Ha'ilo, in the Hefze of Kochi, because Hasei is that Ishiro in the Chiyum of the Gavre. So the Mele, if he didn't eat it from Pesach, Kedem Hasei, so he's the Chuyas Mitzvah Mitzvah Achille Kodesh, he's the Chuyas to eat it Kol Ha'ilo. Now the question is, again the Yosameya, now here we go as the Mishnah says, Akha Chatzin Spitama Yeser Yodayim, Akha Chatzin Spitama Yeser Yodayim, and the Mishnah says, Aum Chatzitam Yoneisa, Man Tame Oma Vitzom Ezra Zari. All right, so the father says, in explaining the Shita of the Yodua and the Shita of the Rambam, that it's Neisa of the Rabbonon. But if it's Neisa of the Rabbonon, so it's certainly Otzer. But the Yosemite says that it's not also thing that on the contrary, if he didn't eat it before Hatzei, so the quote of Ezra Zari was the fact that he won't eat it, but he's not going to eat it in order to be kind of a pocket, the mitzvah of Achilles Kochi, but the Gemara says that it's Neisa, how can it be Neisa? And still be the Chuyah to eat it with the mitzvah of Achilles Kochi. So, I don't know, does anyone have that? I think you have a parent, I'm talking to them. Okay, so right. Now we have in Paris, and Tzochim Dav Gimel. Thank you. Tanisa is in a shvishi b'nichi so. So he says, v'yei shleima. That sounds like in English. That sounds very strange when I'm in the parent case. V'yei shleima, v'fi d'amrinom, kochim kalim mitzvah le'ochlom v'yei m'rishen, lo yochlom v'yei m'rishen, eichlom v'yei m'rishen, v'fi d'amrinom, eichlom v'yei m'rishen, mishum hoche kol le'y mitzvah, apal fi, Aval Pishu Mutabachel. So let's say, Yavi Shlomi. Shlomi is a whole Mishnah Yom Tuvai Lechot. Let's say the Tav was in Yisrach of Shlomi. Was in Yisrach Sunday morning, so it's Nechal, for the balance of the Sunday day, and the Sunday night, and the following Monday day, Mishnah Yom Tuvai Lechot. So the balance of the Sunday day gets in Mishnah. The Monday day, that's in Shein. So he said, now, so those Kotchim Kali, that's like Shlomo, that Neholi Mishnei Yom Belaylo, so too they are Neholi Mishnei Yom Belaylo. But there is a mitzvah lechat chilei to eat it in Rishi. Even though it's Neholi Mishnei Yom Belaylo, so in the Hefte is lechat Mishnei Yom Belaylo. But there is a mitzvah lechat chilei to eat Shlomo in Rishi, not to wait until they change. The dam was Nifrach Sunday morning, so the Chatzchila you're not supposed to postpone the eating of the Shlomi till Monday morning. But In der Chesed ist Malach Yerayim Shnei Yomim. So, lo yochum yirayim Shnei Yomim Shnei, yichim yimit olayim on the Yimudishim. So it can be called Nud Neisar. So the Yimshayim is already called Neisar. Abor Gav Yom Muda Vachir. So the Meile, so I call it Rav Nutere, so there is no Chaye again in the Yosemeya. So it can even say like Yosemeya. That according to Rabbeinu Nazarie, that the mitzvah that Achilas Pesach is only at Chatzeis, that has to do with the mitzvah of the Chatzeis Amorazeh. But in the mitzvah of Achilas Kotchim, and Pesach is also Kotchim Kavim, by Paul Kotchim, so Mele, that is for a life. So even if he didn't give it, so he was mivatul in the right way. He's a chayte. But why should he be mivatul in another mitzvah? So my father says, that the Sakosu for Brochu, Sakosu for Allah, they imply the Nisa, not in the Rechafe. The Yosemeya says, no, it doesn't imply a Nisa. It implies only a Nisa of being a Rechafe. But there is no Nisa of being a Rechafe. So if he didn't hit it before Rechafe, he was about to the Esay of Kondesa. But the Esay of Achilla Skotchi, it's an Esay of Achilla Skotchi, is the way to hit it, Rechafe. So why was the Mishnah saying, why does the Mishnah say, Achar Chatzeis Mitamei Es HaYadayim? Achar Chatzeis Mitamei Es HaYadayim. So, Achar Chatzeis HaYadayim. And the Gemara says, that the Kodesh of the Nazar, we are Chatzeis HaYadayim. So according to Rabbi Peretz, it's not so difficult what the Yosemeya say. Because Rabbi Peretz says it is in connection with Shlomi, which are the Holy Mishnah of the Lanechon. But see if there is a Chatzeis to eat the Shlomi. The Yerisha is not the way to the Yerisha. So the Yerisha is the Shemle Yisrael. What does it mean that the Shemle Yisrael? We got to what? Rabbi Peretz doesn't mention that we are the Lohet. So the Yerisha could be that according to Rabbi Peretz, so Shlomi in the Yerisha is the Kavya Shirai, even though it's put a law of law and it's the Chuyah to eat it. But since we have Chile, so Shlomi is the Chuyah to eat the Yerisha, and there so from Rabbi Peretz it appears that with the Raisin, if there is a mitzvah that has killed to each woman in English, with the Raisin. But seeing now the whole, what the Mishnah calls it Neisar in connection with what? With, in connection with Tumas HaYadayim. And why would the Chachom be such a Tumas and Neisar? We should master it only. In other words, in order to reduce Keyan, who otherwise are lazy, Alezi and Kiyam in more Israel doesn't make any difference into promptness. So the Mele seems there is a mitzvah lechatzila mit der Reise. So wherever there is a mitzvah lechatzila mit der Reise, to eat it, let's say the name of Rishu, Shlomi, so the Mele, the Takor is Chachomi in Mokhtumas Yodai, which is Mishumash Rikuhune, applies. So you can say like the Yosameya. So you can say like the Yosameya. So in other words, it's only named Neisar. It's called Neisar, not that it has meaning of Neisar. It's not that it's affected with the Neisar of Neisar. And not even with the Rabbonim is it affected with the Neisar of Neisar. But it has Shem Neisar because in regard to the Tumas Yodayim of Neisar, which was enacted on account of Atri Kuhune, so wherever there is a Chiyum, the Chachilah with the Reis, to eat at a certain man, and he was able to have a chile, even though he's mutar in it, and he's mechuyah in it, so there's already too much about it. This is what the Rabbi Gara said. Yes, what is it?
Maybe from the Gemara,
No, so the Gemara says, "Holy Pesach Kodesh Kavu, Shlomi Kodesh Kavu, Mashlomi Mechol Shviyom Malachot, Aspesach El Gmeiros Mikom Yomim, Vimechol Shnei Leiros Yimechol." So that's how the Daito, according to the Daito, Pesach should be eaten Shnei Leiros Yimechol. That's only how the Daito, but not how the Daito. Mashlinkim to Mechol, Kol Alayimo, that's how the Daito is. According to the Daito. Yeah, all right, so that's only something I thought that it should have, even with, it should never have a Shnei Leilu Yisri Yemechot. but relying on Echol, so that's how the name is. You can be. All right.
Now, so he eats Pesach night, he eats the Korban Pesach, but before that, he eats the Korban Chigeh Shidal, and Pesach is Nechol HaSeiva, so Pesach he eats later, and first he eats the Birkas Shidal. Now, so there is a broche on the Achilas Tzochi, on Achilas Pesach, and then on the Tigas Yudalet, there is a broche on Achilas Zemach. So suppose he was before him, Birkas HaPesach, so he's Potter Reshel Zemach. If he was before him, Birkas HaPesach, so he patterns the Zemach. He doesn't have to say an extra broche. He doesn't have to say an extra broche over the zebach. Potar eshel zebach. Birech eshel zebach, loy potar eshel pesach. Dibe Rabbi Shimon. Aber kive imei aloi zu potar eshe zu, veloi zu potar eshe. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, if he said the broche on the pesach, machilas pesach, so he patters the zebach. And but if he said a broche, Birkas Zevach, he doesn't patter the Pesach. If he has kavone to be eating on the Pesach, he doesn't patter the Pesach. He doesn't patter the Pesach. Now, Rabbi Akiva says that not only is Birkas Zevach doesn't patter Pesach, but even Birkas Pesach doesn't patter Zevach. Now, the Gemara explains that on the basis of the machleke between Rabbi Shmuel. Between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, when a zrike is before shpiche, or not. Now, there are certain kavones that require zrike. Zrike means he stands mirochim from the Karne HaMizbeach. And shpiche means he just, he shifeya the dam and he stands close to it. So, there are certain kavones that require zrike. And there are certain components that require shvich. Now, Korban Pesach requires shvich. Now, Korban Chagigah requires zrik. Now, so Rabbi Shmuel holds that all the components that require zrik, if instead of making a zrik, so he made a shvich, and he said a mizbeach, so as he stands close, so he poured the dam, so they sprinkled the dam, so then it's yot. So in other words, something that requires lechat chile zrike, so if losnom bishviche is yot, but something that requires shviche, so if losnom bishviche is lo yot. So because of that, Rabbi Shmuel says, bira birkas ha-pesach, hipota reshel zebach. Why? Because in view of the fact that the Zevach, you can realize the Shviche also there, and you'll be kind of Mitzvah. So Mele, the Broche, even though here we are dealing with the Broche and the Achille, not on the Aveide, but since Shviche, it could be for the Tige of Yidale, the Shviche, so Mele, so Mele, if he made the broche, lachilas tzochim, so he patterned the zebach. Masheinkin birech eshel zebach, he made the broche on the achille of the zebach. Lachilas vochim. And so he doesn't pattern the shel Pesach. Why? Because Pesach requires shviche, and tzrike will not be eaten. So Mele, the broche on the zebach, he is not ele for the Korban Pesach. Birkas HaPesach before the Pesach. Is there a Birkas HaPesach? Both has to be shown to him of the Lord. Has to be shown to say so it's born to Lechel HaPesach. Is there a Birkas HaZevach? Both has to be shown to say so it's born to Lechel HaZevach. The High Zevach. Hayner Gigas Yudalev Havon HaPesach. name in Dorum und Dobes, she hits his Arab Akasa. Bei ihr kommt der Leuates. Klug der Schmöl, aber die Kiewen verschiedene Teile des Vorges. Heute, das sind wir heute noch Gottes Apesa, wir haben Apesa von der Seba, die wir haben schon. So, der Machleike between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva is on the question as to whether Zrike is b'chal shviche or not. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, Zrike is b'chal shviche. So all the components that require Zrike l'chatchile, so Mosom b'shviche is yotzot. And Rabbi Akiva says loyot. The Rambam is very difficult because the Rambam passed in like Rabbi Akiva here. That lo yizu poter ezezu, lo yizu poter ezezu. So maybe the Rambam would be expected to pass that Zrike is lav bichlal shviche. Lav bichlal shviche. So, but the proponents that require Zrike mosam bishviche lo yotzo. But the Rambam, even though he passed lo yizu poter ezezu, lo yizu poter ezezu, so he still passed that kol azvochim shedinom bizrike mosam bishviche yotzo. So that's a very difficult problem. All right, now, there is another difficulty in this issue. There is a halacha that all the birchas hamitzvah has to be able to yot. And then there is also a halacha that you eat the zevach first, and then you eat the pesach, because the pesach is nechal al aseid. So mele, how can we visualize this whole case of birchas hapesach? Whether it's potashal zevach or is not potashal zevach. Now, when does he have to say the birchas hapesach? Eilas yosef. Before he eats the korban pesach. But the korban pesach he eats after he eats the korban zevach. That he did his alef. So mele, how can Rabbi Shmuel say the birchas hapesach? So it's potashal zevach. He has to, when does he say the broche of Birkas HaPesach in Vlas Yosef? Before he eats the Korban Pesach. Before he eats Korban Pesach. That's after he finished eating the Korban Zevach. So it's Lachas Yosef. Lachas Yosef. And there is a loche that it has to be in Vlas Yosef. So there's a Ruah Shite Yid that the Eved in Lachas Yosef. Even Lachas Yosef. So he's Yitze. So the Yosehua mentions this Mishnah as one of the highest, that the whole halacha of Eilas Yosef is only lechatchilah. Is only lechatchilah. But it's not. The Eved, if he didn't make the broche, kedem as Yosef, so memele, he has to say it, lachar as Yosef. So memele, true, he ate the kohen. He ate the kohen. And he didn't make a broche before that. Now he's going to eat the kohen pesach. So he made the broche and the pesach. So Rabbi Shmuel says, potach eshel zevach. Even though he already had eaten the zevach. But if he didn't make it, kedem as yosef, so he has to make it lachar as yosef. So the question is, this broche of lachil as tzochi, as lechel as pesach, some things of it's going to lechel as pesach, whether he can be ate on the zevach, even though it's already lachar as yosef. So that's the Yosef. So this is one of the Yosef. Now, of course, the Rambam prayed. Now, what will the Rambam do with that? So, the Miri said, here's the Rambam. What is it? There is an area of alarm here. What is it? So he says as follows. Here are Birkas HaPesach, what are the Zelach? Minen Zed is Mambi Tamidlishu. So Yishalme Chagidok Boim HaPesach. Li is Acheret HaPesach La Seva.
כמו שביאר, ואחת הקידיש לטוב על בירוקי, שיקור הקודש, ובירך המייסי, נטר מטה ומורה כאחות, ומבורך על אכילת מטה ומורה. גינות על כל אחד את נעצמי, מבורך על כל אחד את נעצמי. ואכך מבורך בביגי על אכילת הזרח, ואיכר מלאנה, תחילו. ואכך מבורך על הפסח, על אכילת הפסח, ואיכר, תוימייסי, בסדר, אמין ב... זה כבר בסדר. סופר שיפה, זה יותר בפרוכה, אני לא ראיתי אותו, על אכילת הזרח. ואיך אומר לתחילו, ואכך מבורך על הפסח, על אכילת הפסח. ואיך, יחיזה ונשידותה, עם סובייך. זה ניתן, יחיזה ונשידותה עם שר הרשיגה, ומשהו נשידותה, בקשר הפסח, כדי שתהי אכילות של הטבע. יאמר עכשיו, שבירך את הפסח בקרס על דבח. אם בירך בחיל על הפסח, אם יצורך לבורך על הזבח. אבל של זבח לפותר את הפסח. So the way the Miri discusses it, so there is no riot. There is no riot because the Miri, and that's based upon the Siddhartha Rambam, that even though there is a halacha, that Pesach is Yechol HaTeiva, so you must conclude the Miri, the Achille, with the Achille of Pesach, but that doesn't mean that you cannot start eating the Korban Pesach until you finish eating everything else. No. So you say that. The Seder is that first he says it broche on the Zebach, on the Seder Sidale. And Luis, Amazili, I suppose he said I, he doesn't say Hama. Then, after he started to eat of the Seder Sidale, he makes it broche on the Pesach, and he eats of the Pesach. Hama does eat of the Pesach, I suppose, don't say Kedai. And then, after, so first he eats the Kedai, of the Zebach. Then he makes the broch on the Pesach, means the Kadayis of the Pesach. Then he takes again the Ziyat Yidale and he finishes. There is more than a Kadayis. And then, when he's ready to conclude the Sude, so then he concludes the Sude by eating more of the Pesach. But the first Kadayis of Pesach is not eaten. He's not eating at the end of the Sude. But in the middle of the Sude. Now, through the Rizaloche of HaPetach Lecho HaTeiva, but I mentioned the hypocrisy, I mentioned. Because the Siddur Rambam is vain in regard to Masha, and vain in regard to Petach. So, even though there is a Chiyu just to eat the Kadai, but it needs more than a Kadai, then it needs a Chiyu. And the same thing applies to Masha. So the Mele, as long as the less Kadai, I mean, the less Kadayis of the Sude. I mean, as long as the Sude will be concluded with the Kadayis of Pesach, so maybe he is giving Kayu the Aloche of Pesach Lecho HaTeiva. It doesn't mean that every bit of the Pesach has to be eaten on HaTeiva. As long as one Kadayis of Pesach is eaten on HaTeiva, so it's all right. But that's because the Siddur Rambam means that if you know if Yehuda sees only Kadai, but it means more, so there's a big deal. Now, the Miri says, from the Meire there is no Kake. According to the Miri, there is no Raya from the Mishneh that the Eved, so here the Mishneh does not have to be in like Yosha. Because it can be like this. So of course, the proper thing is that first it says the Koach under them. And he eats the Kadayis of the Zebach. And then he makes the broche on the Pesach. And he eats the Kadayis of the Pesach. Then he eats more of the Zebach. And then at the end of the Sude, he eats the rest of the Pesach. But suppose he starts, he ate one Kadayis of the Zebach. He didn't make the broche. Now he makes the broche of the Pesach, according to the theory. So Rabbi Shmuel says, you know, Birkat HaPesach, Potter HaShel Zerach. But you ask, so they also ask, but how is the Potter HaShel Zerach to not be over at your son? But the answer is, after he eats one Kadayis of the Pesach, he eats more of the Zerach. So it will be over at your son. Be over at your son. Now, and this theory is based upon the Siddur Rambam. Because the Rambam says,
So whatever is more general, so there it covers something that
that is more specific. So in other words, if, let's say, you say, if you say, Bere Pri, Hoeis, I'm a potato, you're not gay. But if you say Bere Pri Adoma, and therefore we are gay. Why? Because whatever is more general, the broche of Bere Pri Adom is more general than Bere Pri Hoeis. So it covers something that has a more specific broche. And what is the most general broche? Shakuli Bidvore. So Al-Kulam Noma Shakuli Bidvore Yoso. So from that point of view, it should be the other way around. Now what is the broche on the Zebach? The broche on the Zebach is shown to the Tzivonu Lechil HaZebach. So that's a general broche. That's a general pattern. That is a general pattern. What is the broche on the Pesach? Shown to the Tzivonu Lechil HaPesach. That's a specific broche. So Memele we should say that Birkas HaZebach is Potash of Pesach. Because that is a general pattern. Zebach, I mean, Pesach is also a Zebach. Pesach is also a Zebach. So we should say just the reverse. That Birkas HaZebach is Potash of Pesach. Because he said a general broche. A general broche. Pesach is included in the Zebach. But Birkas HaPesach Lui Potash of Zebach. Lui Potash of Zebach. Lui potara shozeh. Lui potara shozeh. So that's the way it should be. So what do we see from this halacha? I mean, so we see from this mishneh that the halacha, that brocha kulelis, priteres, brocha protis, has a shayches with a birkes anelis. But it does not have a shayches with a birkes anelis. Because we got a birkas aneni, so in other words, so the chiyuv is, I have to say a broche. I have to give shvach v'idoye to the Rebbeinu Shalom. For big men. So if I said a broche kolelis, so I give shvach v'idoye to the Rebbeinu Shalom for the thing from which I had a note. So to lechatchile there is a specific broche. But the Eved, if I said Shehakol Yeh Bidvorei on an apple, and I had Kavone to be Eitze, so I gave Shvach Vidoi. Masheim came Birkes HaMitzvah, so in other words, so there has to be a special broche on the specific mitzvah. So it cannot be Eitze. It cannot be Eitze. The Chachomim were not Misakei, you see, a general broche for mitzvah. Why Birkes HaMitzvah, so the Chachomim were Misakei, the broche of Shehakol. So in other words, as long, so in other words, so there is a general broche of Birkas HaMitzvah. Shehakol. So the melee, if he says a broche kelelis, so he says, because the Chachomim were misakim general broche, and general analysis. That's the essence of Shehakol. What does Shehakol mean? Shehakol means it's a broche for any analysis, where there is nothing specific. In that age. So Mimele, there is a thing of the broche kelelis is preteres the broche protis. Masheinke, by Birkas HaMitzvah, the Chachomim were not misake, in general broche, asher kishon mitzvah of the Tzivonu la'asis mitzvah. Chachomim were not misake, asher kishon mitzvah of the Tzivonu la'asis mitzvah. They could be misake, but they didn't. So that means that according to Chachomim was that he has to make a specific broche and a specific mitzvah. So it seems he has to make a specific broche and a specific mitzvah. So he cannot apply the principle of broche kelelis, pretend as broche protes. We cannot apply this. Fine. So that's Muchach from this Gemara. Kitzel Eimal, Dibra Bishmoel Tzri Tuchal Shvicha Lo Shvicha Bechal Shvicha. Dibra Nama Kive Lo Shvicha Bechal Shvicha Lo Shvicha Bechal Shvicha. Now let's see the Rashba. Horek Asim. Lichshe Kitzel Eimal, Dibra Bishmoel Tzri Bechal Shvicha Lo Shvicha Bechal Shvicha. Misechet Zvokhim Tzri Bishamad. Shvamim Elei Rabi Shmoel.
the Omar, the Pesach, the Shvicha, the Loi Bizrik. The Shvicha, the Loi Bizrik, and the Tanya, the Shmoy Reimen, the Teich, the Neymar, the Prayer Sheir, the Omar, the Prayer Shetom, the Kidom, the Veimer, the Mizbeah. What is the Pesach? Menai? Talmud Reimar. Vitam Zachacho Yishab. The Yishab, the Kapone, the Loizot, the Chulik, the Zrik. ואז זה קומר רבי שמואל בפסח בשביל. ושמע עשרה מסיס דומה בברכס הפסח. הוא נפטר מברכס הפסח. So he says the ברכס הפסח, so he becomes נפטר מברכס הפסח. והוא נפטר משל פסח בברכס הפסח. אמי המעטו, המתונים בזריקה, כי גשעות בוחד שניסנו בשביל. כי פסח איזיות. כי דיטאי, בהדיה בפרק שמה, מניים וניתנים בזריקה, שניתנון בשבירך יוצא, תלבד לימה ודבר מזרחך או ישב. אבל הניתנים בשבירך, כי עם פסח שלא בזריקה, כי שלומי, so in other words, in the Pesach, instead of making it זריק, מרוחק, so מקורי, and the יסוד of the מזבח, so it's not from בשבירך. אבל ניס משביחה, מין שזה דווי וואו, ניס משביחה, כי עם פסח, so instead, so instead of making it משביח the way it's required, so he was standing at the distance, and נוסלום מזריקן, וזה יראה את הדם, מרוחי כשלומי. So בכל שבוע זרוחים, יש לו יוצא, יש לו יוצא. דומיה, דברכת הפסח והזבח, וכל הנאם אלא בישמואל מטיסת אגב, ובדבר הנקיבי, כדאם כל הנאם מטיסת אגב, בפרקס הזבח והזבח, בפסח והזבח, שאין זו פטרס הזו, ורנקיבי נאם לצובה, לפסח בשביכה. ויאשכחן, תענה דיום הבזריקה, אהו רבי סגור, there is only one תענה, who says, that פסח is בזריקה, that's רבי סגור, רבי סגור, פלטום שלישה, נפלו מזדום ומתזריק על מזריקה. בחייר, אז דומה לא נאמר, אלו אז דומום לי מידע על בחייר מייסר ופסח שתומן זריק. So he's the only one who says that פסח require זריק. But all the other annoying say that פסח require שביך. והי זריק לי פסח. מתוני כנגד אי סי מרוחק ולוי כזריק אשר קבונת שאין שתי מתונת. שאינר ומקרוי מופק ומסכת זבוכם פרק חלקים ויחסיף סוג בבייל או סוג בבחת או סוג בבושו ושום בסוג להבריק יחוד עם רם צריך כמרוחם ושתי מתון שאינר ופסח מתון האחס מרוחם פריש שביכם מקורת אם לא עשי ושאין תרשום פיחו מקופון יחסיף צריך כן לבד וחתוס שמתסיים באצבע על הקרמס כי יחסיף את כל now so this is the game one taste, there is a very long taste, so he'll go over that taste list. Even though it's not the Pesachim to get in, but he'll go over it. Kishetim Tzolei Ma'al, the Dibur of Yishmoel, now in taste list, you see at the end, taste is at another deal in the Rajbam. It's not our deal in the Rajbam. Kishetim Tzolei Ma'al, the Dibur of Yishmoel, Zrike Bechlau Shvich, Velo Shvich Bechlau Zrike, the Dibur of Akibe, לא ישביכה בכלל זריקה ולא יזריקה בכלל שביכה אם כן מוכח מכאן ורבי ישמואל הניתנים בזריקה שנותנם בשביכה איז יוצא וכן מוכח נע מכאן תסביר עלי די פסח בשביכה הוא So we see that this Gemara is tailored the question what פירקס הפסח פות הראשון זבח whether, and the question whether Zriki is b'chal shvicha or Zriki not b'chal. What has one thing to do with the other? That's a question, I mean. After all, we are dealing here with the achille of Zebach and the achille of Pesach. So what has the manner in which the aveide of Zebach and the aveide of Pesach to do with the kiyum ha-mitzvah of achille? Well, that's a question, but the Gemara is daily one there. So he came with Havnikah, the Rabbi Yishmoel ha-mitnim b'Zriki. שנוסנום בשביכה זו איזיות וכי מכיח נמקה תסביר עלי תפסר בשביכה תפסר בשביכה וכן נמוכה את הפסוחים בפרק הולישה לפוריך דירו פסר בשביכה ושלומן בזריקי. ומשנה, מן הפגימיני ותניה מניין וניתן לנות למזריקי שנוסן בשביחה שיוץ, על מייס ליטר פסר בשביחה. וזריקי בכלל שביחה. וזריקי אימד מרוחק, וזריקי סתם, ויסי, ושביחה אימד על היסי בשביחה. Because, so from this Gemara, and the Gemara in Pesachim Daf Bites, it's mashma that Zrike is l'chol shviche, that the same Andoma, Rabbi Yishmoel, who says that Pesach requires shviche, he also says that Zrike is l'chol shviche. Because, the Pesachim Per Bishama in mashma, man diesli besser wie schwiche weil wat is so warm is rocky genossen wie schwiche jot wie chen lief man diesli is rocky genossen wie schwiche jot so lesli besser wie schwiche so he has to agree with Chavisi Aglili that besser in this rick auch wie more says in so many words that Rabbi Shmuel so on one hand he says that besser require schwiche on the other hand he says that Kolan Zrokim Shenosnom Bishvichem Ziyotso. But from the Gemara in Zvochi, it's mashma that the one who says that Pesach is Bishviche, and is Chelikan Rabbi Zagiri, so must hold that Nizrokim Shenosnom Bishviche lo Yotso. But here Rabbi Shmuel, on one hand he says Pesach Bishviche, and he also says that Nizrokim Shenosnom Bishviche Yotso. וכן נבחה, מן דיסלי נזרוקים שנוסם בשביחה יוצא, לסלי פסר בשביחה. דיקומה, ודם זוכחו ישפה, ואו ישפך בו מפוי הולכי טניה, מניין ומיקים בזריקה שנוסם בשביחה יוצא, תלמוד לימה ודם זוכחו ישפה, ישפך. ומשנה, סובו לקרב עקיבא, דיומה לא יזריקי בכל שביחה. פירש והיד ראש מניין, וניתון עם בזריקה, ורבי שמוילי, So, Rabbi Shmuel Poyer, Vakate Mipoyer, Chetanya, Rabbi Shmuel Eimeir, Mitech Shenemach, Prayer Sheiro, Prayer Kesev, Es Domen Tizrich, Omad Lepresh Domad, Domen Mizdeach, Maiso Pesach, Unai Tomem, Adam Zchar, Yishper. U Yishapech, U Mishane, Sobu Rabbi Yisa Aglili, Doma Pesach Name Bizrike. So in other words, so Rabbi Shmuel says, that Birer Birkes HaPesach, is Bota Shol Zevach, So he holds that Pesach also requires Zrike. The other porchle, the Rabbi Shmuel, haik omofkli hoche omofkli hoche, dikoma, treta noya li Rabbi Shmuel, alma ahutane te Rabbi Shmuel diliyo, nisroki shenosim bishvichi yotso, diyali, nidam zrochecho yishofich, lesli lahaitane te Rabbi Shmuel, diyali fa ukro Pesach bishvich. Viyesh lehima. Divadai Rabbi Shmuel isleitar, וניתונים בזריקה שנוסתם בשביחה יוצא, או, so, but, the Gemore in Zvochim says that if we say that Pesach requires שביחה, so ממילא, we don't have a פוסיק for this הלוכה, that כל הניתונים בזריקה שנוסתם בשביחה יוצא, so אין לך נעמי, we don't have a פוסיק. But Rabbi Shmuel said it in the last word. But if he's retarded, now, so he doesn't have a posik, so call an evening this whole three cash and also the Shvichayotso. So that he reduces in the last word. When he told him this rikesh and also the Shvichayotso, no figure in this word. The mal is rike and rochik, מה לשביחה ביקורת? קרו כי עושה לי פסח בשביחה עודות. זאת אומרת, that פוסיק tells us that פסח require שביח. And then, that the ניתון לביסורי כשנוסף בשביחה יוצא, so that it induces in צד הסבור. והי במשם להוכה, כי דיפור אחלה. ורבי שמואל, היי קרו איך למופק להיוכה. משום לדרוש של רבי יסי אגוי לפושת מתווה, So in other words, the Gemara gives that this Tane gives it Teretz, that this Tane can agree with Rabbi Shmuel's Aloche, Kol Antonim Bizrot, Bizrike, Shenotim Bishvichei Yotzo, but
but he also agrees with Rabbi Yisagrili. But Rabbi Shmuel himself can say, can disagree with Rabbi Yisagrili, that Pesach requires Zrikeh, he can hold that Pesach requires Shvicheh, and still he can say, so Mele, he doesn't have a posik for the halacha of Kohen Gadol, Zrikeh is not a Shvicheh, but he says it for us what? Bottom Pirush HaKuntres, the Rabbi Shmuel Haikroli Dam Zohechi Vishofei, Mopriko Lohoche Liton Bizrik is not Mishfiri Yot, Val Kochoch, Hayit Niton Leasik Rabbi Kive, the Asia Amai Koma Rabbi Kive in Birkas Pesach Vitera Shal Zeva, Val Yishlom in Bichol Pesach, the Hako Vishvichem Hayit Niton, the Name Ha Vesviro Rabbi Kive Pesach Vizrike, Kirabi Abi Sagrili, Coach in the Shnei Pekrin Zeze, Vakate Kotor Shlitzu Haikro, with Pesach Vishvichem, Umjane Tritanon, Haitan Rabbi Shmuel Yal Dam Zohechi Vishofei. Pesach, Bishvichel, Leslie, Pesach, Pesach, Zazibach, who bore the Polish Bishmoel and Karakive, to keep the Dorish and the Pesach Bishvichel. So Leslie, the male of the Navy Tony Bishrich of Bishriot. Why Tanner Bishmoel Yaw the Navy Tony Bishrich of Bishriot? Leslie Pesach Bishvichel, and the Bishrich Kishlom, Mew was for the day, the Polish Karakive, the Mew was for the day, the Polish Karakive, the Pesach Iker, the Zebach Tofu, Alkoho, Pesach, Peter, as a Zebach. Below Birka Zevach as a Pesach. So, in other words, so he says, Alkoch a Pesach Pesach as a Zevach, Birka Zevach as a Pesach. And we saw him, the Yerushalm of Maratayim, at Kaun Hashem. This is what Rashi says. Because the view we have to, Mehamed the Psochim, this is the way. Uch, this is the way. So Rashi says, that the reason as to why Pesach is Peter, the Zevach, because Pesach is Iker, and Zevach is Tov. So Memele, we don't have to resort to the Haloche of Kolanitin Bizrikesh not in Bishvich Yotzo. So even Kolanitin Bizrikesh not in Bishvich is Lo Yotzo, because we don't have the posik for this Haloche, but we still can say that that Birkes HaPesach is Botar HaShal Zevach. Why? Because Pesach is Iker, Vizevach is Tofu. Why is it Tofu? I mean, because in the mitzvah of Achille, so Pesach is Iker. Because Gigas Yudalev is only a Rishus, but Achillas Pzochim is a Chaymo. So Mimele, since Pesach is Iker and Zevach is Tofu, so Mimele, the Birkes HaMitzvah of Pesach, Rashi says, can batter the Birkes HaMitzvah of Zevach, even without the Halacha of Kol HaNitonim Bizrikeh Shenotom Bishvicheh Yotzo. So even if we say that Kol HaNitonim Bizrikeh Shenotom Bishvicheh is Lo Yotzo, in other words, and if, let's say, Rabbi Shmuel says, if we say that Pesach is Bishvicheh, so then we don't have a posik for the halacha of Kol HaNitonim Bizrikeh Shenotom Bishvicheh Yotzo. And if we don't have a posik, and Rashi is chelik on our Teisve says that even if we don't have a special posik for Kol HaNitonim Bizrikeh Shenotom Bishvicheh Yotzo, but Mitzvah HaSvorim can say it. According to Rashi, we Mitzvah HaSvorim cannot say it. According to Rashi. So Kol HaNitonim Bizrikeh Shenotom Bishvicheh is Lo Yotzo. But we still can say that Birkes HaPesach is Potar Shel Zevach on the basis of Iker and Tov. So since the mitzvah of Achilas Pesach is Iker and the mitzvah of Achilas Pesachim is Tofel, so Mimele Birkes HaPesach is Potar Shel Zevach. Now, Teisves rejects it because the Yiru Hachnu Mahaneh Pesachim is Litavai. So in other words, But Teisves rejects Rashi's Lomdes. But Rashi's Lomdes is Miu Yusvore the day, the Polika Rabbi Akiva, the Pesach Hika Vizevach Tefot. Al Kochoch, Pesach Peter as a Zevach, the Lui Birkas a Zevach as a Pesach. Now, so Rashi explains the Aloha of Rabbi Shmuel that Birkas a Pesach, what a Shal Zevach, even if we don't say that Kol HaNitonim Bizrikeh Shenotom Bishvicheh Yotzo, on the basis of that the Birkas HaMikra patters the Tofu, So why is Pesach Iker and Zevach Tofeu? Because Riga Sidalit is of the shoes. Whereas if Achilas called Pesach, Achilas Pesach is a chayvo. So mainly parts. Now we have to say, now what's the pshat? Now our Gemara bases it upon the fact that Zrika is b'chal shvich. Zrika is b'chal shvich. So b'meile, since Zrika is b'chal shvich, so he can do the abeide of the zevach in the same way as he does the abeide of the Pesach, but he cannot do the abeide of the Pesach in the same way as the abeide of the zevach. So because of that, so the broche and the achille of the Pesach, patash of zevach. I think that the pshat is in line with what Rashi says in Zvachim. How does Rashi say in Zvachim? So he says, "Hay tani rabbi Shmuel yalzeh lechach yishofik pesa b'shvicha les le pesa b'shvicha les le pesa pider zeva umori polik rabbi Shmuel rabbi Kive to kibin di dorish minei pesa b'shvicha su les le meiloch ne nitoli b'zrik shalat b'shvicha yotze v'hay tani rabbi Shmuel di yalik minei nitoli b'zrik shalat b'shvicha yotze les le pesa b'shvicha alo b'zrik shlomi mi yotz vore di dey di polik rabbi Kive di pesa chike av zeva chtof al kocho Pesach Peter es HaZevach, v'loi birka Zevach es HaPesach. So Mimele, so even though he says that Kol HaNistonish, Kol HaZvochim Shenitim B'Zrike, so in Nostom B'Shvicha loi Yotzo, but still the birka HaPesach patas of Zevach. Why? Because the Pesach is the Ikea. Why is the Pesach the Ikea? The Pesach is the Ikea in the Achyot. The Pesach is the Ikea Machir. But, so, our Gemara that bases it upon the Aloche of Zrike Bichlal Shviche, so also resorts to the Lomdes of Ikea and Tov. But, the reason is why we have to resort to the fact that Zrike Bichlal Shviche, that means that if he does the Abede of the Zevach, in the same way as the Abede of the Pesach. So is Yoto. So Mimele, the Broche and the Achille of the Pesach. Is Patras, the Achille of the Zevach. So it's also because of Iker and Tof. But the fact that there has to be Iker and Tof in the Abede of the Pesach and the Zevach. So if we say that the Abede of the Zevach cannot be done in the same way as the Aveide of the Pesach, so that means that the Aveide of the Rivias Yudalet is not tofel to the Aveide of the Pesach. Because the Aveide of the Pesach has to be done in a certain way, Bishviche, and the Aveide of the Kom Chgige has to be done in a special way. And you cannot do the Aveide of the Zevach, of the Rivias Yudalet, in the same way as the Aveide of the Pesach. So Mimele, in the Aveide, the Rivias Yudalet is not tofel to the Aveide of the Pesach. Masha'inke, if we say that you can do the Aveide of the Rivias Yudalet in the same way as the Aveide of the Pesach, but you cannot do the Aveide of the Pesach in the same way as the Aveide of the Rivias Yudalet, so Mimele, the Aveide of the Rivias Yudalet is tofel to the Aveide of the Pesach. So since the Aveide of the Zevach is tofel to the Aveide of the Pesach, so because of that, the broche and the mitzvah of the Achille of Pesach patters the mitzvah of Zevach because of Iker and Tofel. But if the Aveide of the Yuchias Yudalet could not be done in the same way as the Aveide of the Zrike, it could not be done in the same way as the Aveide of the Pesach, so mainly in the Aveide, the Yuchias Yudalet wouldn't be tofel to the Pesach. But since he can do the Aveide of the Yuchias Yudalet in the same way as the Aveide of the Pesach, so Mimele,
the Aveide of the Gige is tofel to the Aveide of the Pesach. Because of that, so the Broche and the Pesach Pater shows up. Now he says, the Rashbam Pirei Shoch. Now, this Rashbam is not, it's a different deal, said the Rashbam. The Rashbam Pirei Shoch. If you think so, you will be able to show you the with the Rav Lomad, what you call a Birch HaPesach. If you can see the Pesach, Bizrike, and you have to isolate the Dam Zochech and Yishotech, Lema, Bizrike, Bechal Shviche, Bechol, and Zrok, and Nostom, Bishviche, Yotzo. Viloi Garzinon, Viloi Shviche, Bechal Shviche, do in Shum Kol, with the Mitzvah, Sele Chathchila, Bishviche. In other words, so that means, because according to the Rashbam, Pshat, I mean, that's not, it's a different deal in the Rashbam. So our Gemara is saying that Pesach is Mizrike. That Pesach is Mizrike, so maybe we could not be gay race for a Shviche Bechal Shviche. Do in Shum Korn the Mitzvah Sele Chathchila Mishviche. Because if Pesach is Mizrike, so maybe there is no Korn that requires Shviche. Because Ahil Perikonisho, because Ahil Perikonisho, Rabbi Chaim Keim Pireish, Kishetim Tzoleim Avim Rabbi Shmuel Zrike Bechal Shviche, Shviche Bechal Shviche. Kachit Girse, Fisvorim Shoni, Koloma, כל הקבונת מזריקו ושפיחה, ואין לחק. ובירקס פסוחי על איקאה, ליפטר את הטופל, והטופל זה איקאה. בקושב על איס לנאמה, בפסוחי מצוות זה משפיחה דווקא, אם כן אין זה זריק. כך זה לא יהיה איקלה לפיגן הבן. בואי מנה, פשיטה על פיגן הבן, אשר בשון צייסו בצבונו. על פיגן הבן. So פשיט על פיגן הבן, שון צידו בצבון על פיגן הבן, אבי הבן נבון. So there is no doubt that this ברוכה is to be recited by אבי הבן. ברוך שחיונו וכימונו וגונו אז מה זה, who is the מבורך? קוראי מבורך? או יאבי הבן מבורך? קוראי מבורך וכמות הנויר יודע, because he gets the five slowing, אוי אבי הבן מבורך, דיקאו במצווה, ואחר ויודק, עושה שויו במדרושה. אומרו לי, אבי הבן מבורך שתיים, ויוחסה אבי הבן מבורך שתיים. Now what's the שייכס? Between our גמורה ומשנה, of ברכס הזבח, פוטשור זבח, so, or not פוטשור זבח, and the ברוך הבן הבן, I mean, it's not to do one of the other, so the רשבם says, רב זה לא יעיק לה משום דיירה מסליסי בשני מילים מפרוכת ויודו מאחוד ומאי זה אחוד התורו זה בו זה אקו עם פסח וזבח שרדיגו בו עם הפסח משום אוכל לא קטנם לה היו כדד אבי הבן ורשתיים so רב זריץ' איזה הוא discusses that, I mean the שייכת that the מוכרי is another פשט but this is how the רשבם explained the שייכת now, so the more ההדרה, so רב זה לא יהיה הדנה בעיה Now one thing is certain, that the broch of Pina Ben, so who says on this one of Pina Ben, actually the Abi Aben Mivorech. It is mitzvah. But both Shechionu v'kimonu, who is to be Mivorech? Whether the Kayan is to be Mivorech, because he gets the five slowi, or the Abi Ben Mivorech. Now, why shouldn't, now each of the Gemara was patient that Abi Aben Mivorech that not only the Amitzev of Abi Aben, but even the Broch of Shechei Yonu. So also the Abi Aben, also the Abi Aben. The Keir is not Mivorech. Now, if the Gemara had said that the Keir would be Mivorech Shechei Yonu, so then the Shechei Yonu would be the same kind of Shechei Yonu, like Kono Keirum Chadoshi. Because it's a joyous occasion, I mean, he gets something new. He gets the five slowi, but since the Gemara says that the Kayan is not Mivorech Shechionu. Who is Mivorech Shechionu? Who is Mivorech Shechionu? The Kayan is Mivorech. Since the Gemara says that the Kayan is not Mivorech Shechionu, the Abi Aben is Mivorech Shechionu. So the Abi Aben doesn't get anything. So then the Shechionu is the Shechionu and the mitzvah of the Abi. Because we have Shechionu, I'm certain I know it, and we have Shechionu, like Kono Keirum Chadoshi, so there is Shechionu. But the Mishabinam answers mitzvahs, let's say I'm Gulev, I'm Shofar, so on certain mitzvahs we have to say Shachiyonu. So the Gemara is facing that the Shachiyonu by Din HaBen is not the Shachiyonu on the Simcha of getting the Gimus five Sloi, but it's Shachiyonu on the mitzvah of Din HaBen. And the mitzvah of Din HaBen. Now, not on all mitzvahs do we say Shachiyonu. Only on certain mitzvahs. Which mitzvahs, what's the general rule? When do we say Shachiyonu? Only mitzvahs that are mizmar lizman. But that mitzvahs that he says there, that are tummy, so there we don't say Shachiyonu. But mizman lizman, like the mitzvah of Gulev, the mitzvah of Shofar, so it's mizman lizman, so we say Shachiyonu. So Din HaBen, because Din HaBen is not something that occurs every day, so Mimele, it only occurs infrequently, so Mimele we say Shachiyonu. But the Shachiyonu is a Shachiyonu on the mitzvah, not, there is no Shachiyonu on the Hanoye of getting the five slots. But why should the king be Chuye to say Shachiyonu like Konokim Hadashim? Konokim Hadashim here he gets. So Konokim Hadashim, so he pays money for it. But he experiences joy when he buys Kim Hadashim. So the Shachiyonu, here he gets five sloyim, he doesn't pay anything for it, for the five sloyim. So he certainly should say Shachiyonu. Why don't he say Shachiyonu? So there is a Chuvas HaRashbo, and the Chuvas HaRashbo says the reason is why there is no Shachiyonu. Incumbent upon the Kehen, from the Kehen is because it's Matis Kohen, and there is no Shachiyonu for Matis Kohen. Now what the Pshat, he doesn't say, he says, there is no Shachiyonu for Matis Kohen. So the Pshat could be very simple, like the Shuvas HaRashbo. Now, the Pshat could be very simple, because when the Chachamim are Misakim Shachiyonu, when someone gets a gift, so, I mean, someone experiences a joy, he buys something. So, of course, if he gets a gift, he certainly can say Shachiyonu. So when he buys something, he says Shachiyonu. But suppose someone collects his debt. Someone lent $1,000 to another person. And then, he got paid the $1,000. Let's say he experienced a great joy because he had great difficulty collecting the debt. And then finally he was able to collect the debt. He experiences overwhelming joy. So, does he have to say Shachiyonu? Because what he gets something that is due to him. So even though he experiences joy, so there is no Shachiyonu. There's no Shachiyonu. I mean, the experience of joy, of overwhelming joy, is one prerequisite for Shachiyonu. But that in itself is not enough. If someone buys something or he gets a gift, he's not getting something that is due to him. All right, so there is a brach of Shachiyonu. But when someone collects a debt, so no matter how great the joy is, but it's something that is due to him. So maybe there is no Shachiyonu. So Matnes Kehune, so this is a chayv that is in the chosi. All right, it's not a chayv that is due that to this kehen. The father could give it to him kehen. But the fact is that the chachomish sloy is a chayv. So if it's a chayv, so maybe there is no Shachiyonu. Same kasha that the Rashbo in the Tshuva says, Yishemo Teima Dibore Chakein Shachiyonu Shari Anoye Shaloi. Why did Mora say that only the father says Shachiyonu? So it's a Shachiyonu on the mitzvah, it's not a Shachiyonu on the physical enjoyment. So Shari Anoye Shaloi Hari Yish Bishu Seidon Shoki Ani So he says, there is no Shachiyonu, why
because it involves a Pseide Mishokia. It involves a Pseide Mishokia. So in Mele, there is no Shachiyah. There is no Shachiyah. So in other words, so the Nir gives a different tariff. In other words, there is no Shechiyonu and joyous experience if the same joyous experience is a detriment to someone else. So it seems the same Chamisha Sroi could have been given to another Kayan, and now when he gets it, so Mele is the other one as he has it, so Mele there is no Shechiyonu. No, the Nitzin, in his Sefer, I'm sorry, and Rabbi Zavitch, in the Chubles, he said the same thing, but it's contrary to all the Shem. They say, the Tenoch Anami, there is a Shechiyonu on both. There is a Shechiyonu incumbent upon the Father because of the Mitz, like the Shechiyonu in connection with Lulev and Shefer. And then there is a Shechiyonu incumbent upon the Kehen because of the Simcha, like Kome Kehen Chadosh. So both are Mechuyev to say Shechiyonu. But one can say and be Metzida and part of the other. So the Abaye of Rav Simloye was not whether the Father is Mechuyev to say Shechiyonu or the Kehen is Mechuyev. Both are Mechuyev. But the question is, since both are Mechuyev, who should say in Pater who? Should the Father say in Pater the Kayen, or should the Kayen say in Pater the Father? So that would be more patient. Avia ben Vorstein. Why, since he has to say the Broche of Hashem says of Yitzibonu, Avina ben, so in the Mele, he should say the Shechiyonu and Pater the Father. So according to Nitzi, he has to have Kavone to be Yitze with the Shechiyonu, the Father has to say in Pater and Pater the Kayen. Since the Father says the Broche Alpina Ben, he patterns the Kehen. But they are both Mechuyev, but the Kehen is Mechuyev. He should have Kavone to be Eitz. That's what Nisif says, and Rabbi Zavitch also said the same thing, but this is contrary to the Hajj, it's contrary to...